Good morning, everyone. My name is Maura Lustig, and I am your Winning Wednesday trainer on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call. And today is Wednesday, March the 8th, and there is lots happening. So I'll be doing lots of training today, but before I do, I want to get into some shares and gratitudes to raise the energy of the call and to allow you all a chance to jump out and make yourself heard about something that's going on in your lives. And so let's take some quick shares. Who wants to go first? Because I know with so many people on the call, we've got some lovely things happening out there. Who wants to go?
Carol from New Jersey.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Maura. How are you? Good news is I just completed a two-day cleanse, Monday and Tuesday. I feel amazing. I was working from home both days, so I was able to do a lot of back office work, and I reached out to about 10 new people.
Wow, that's what I call multitasking. So, Carol,
yeah.
First of all, congratulations on reaching out to 10 new people. And I'd also love to hear you say, what shifted for you? If today's the first day after that two-day cleanse, and that two-day cleanse is literally like a magic eraser in the body, what are you noticing that's improved about your health this morning after just doing that for the 2 days again?
I just feel invigorated. The sun is out here in New Jersey. It's going to be a warm day. And I mean, I feel like I've been lifted from the doldrums of winter. And I feel like I did an early two-day spring cleaning. And I just feel amazing. I feel like I woke up to a text message from a friend who sent me a referral from a girl in California. And it just is, it's like everything's aligned right now. And I love the way it feels.
Perfect. And, you know, whenever we do a deep cleanse, We feel this way. That's a clue, right? Because this system works so well, and sometimes we forget. Sometimes people drift away from cleansing and just keep going with shakes and other parts of the program. But if you want to kick into gear again, all you need to do is a 1 or 2 day cleanse. Carol, was this the first time you've done a deep cleanse, or have you done them before?
No, this was my third successful 2 day cleanse. But I haven't done one in about 2 months, so I had to. I got this little voice inside my head Sunday night that said, "You're cleansing for the next 2 days," and I just went into it. There was no hesitation. I had everything on hand, and I loved it. I've never cleansed on my days off. I usually do it when I'm working because I find it's easier. But after the past 2 days, I find that I'm probably going to be cleansing on my days off because I'm much more relaxed.
Nice. And I'm going to add one more thing, just out of curiosity, Carol. I wonder if you found what many people do find, and they're surprised by it. Did you actually find the second day was surprisingly easy?
Yes, up until about 9 o'clock last night. But yes, I did find it.
Yeah.
I did find it easy.
Yeah, and on the second day of a cleanse, that's when it's time to call it a day and go to bed. Have a hot
and
bath.
That's exactly. I did my healthy mind and body, and then I went to bed.
Sweet. Okay, Carol, I can hang up now. We're all done, guys. That was the training for today.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you, too, Carol. We all appreciated that. Who
hey,
else?
Maura?
Take one more. Yeah, who is that, Kevin?
Would you mind if I just added a little something to what Carol just said?
Go for it.
You know, that's what she just said is very, very common. People have a tendency on that last day to just, you know, at the 47th hour to give in, right? And that's why Dr. Paul Anderson suggests that instead of starting our cleanse days in the morning and doing two full days, to starting our cleanse days in the afternoon so that we can go from one afternoon to another afternoon to another afternoon and then have a nice dinner and go to bed feeling great. So that I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, okay, now I'm going to respond to that, Kevin. So first of all, thank you. Thank you for saying that. But here's a couple of things to think about. One is if someone does that, because I love the flexibility of our program, the fact that we all can do that. I mean, you can always make this work somehow. But if someone's going to do that, what I would strongly recommend is that you all plan to have a shake for the dinner. If you're going to tie it in so that you do cleansing up till dinner time, that the shake be the one thing that you choose for dinner that night. And one more piece to this is that on the second day, why it is usually easier for people is because during the first 24 hours, we burn through the sugars in our body. We're bringing our body into balance, you know, that way. And on the second day is where our body turns to fat that is stored for fuel. And fat is a far better fuel. That's also where all the toxins and impurities are really stored, right? It's in those tissues that are in the fat and all that. Anyways, because it's a better fuel, it actually ends up giving you even more energy on the second day of a cleanse, which people are often surprised by. So I hope this is helpful for all of you to understand why, if you've been putting it off, maybe it's time now that spring is here, and we're changing the clocks on daylight savings time this week. Why not plan that you do a deep cleanse to coincide with daylight savings switching? Who's up for all of that? Who's willing to commit to doing a deep cleanse? Not necessarily a 9-day cleanse, but a deep cleanse. If it's not your first, then definitely your first 2-day cleanse. Who's in?
I'm in.
Great idea. Lovely.
And I would love to hear from all of you shouting out later on during the week, or if it's next week, what you noticed as a result, okay? That would be so cool. All right, so I guess I better go ahead and get into some training here. I apologize. At the end, if there's time for shares, I can ask for some more, okay? So first thing I want to point out to all of you is here we are on Wednesday, the middle of the week. How much more time, when is the deadline for the crystal manager portion of the reset? Who knows?
March 14th.
Exactly. So is that 1 week or what? Yeah, it's March 14th is the deadline. Were you trying to say something, Kevin?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was adding in my head coming up to the 14th, yes.
Yes, yeah. And so what Isagenics has done is it offered us another promotion this week to help us. Last week in Canada, we had free membership. This week, for everyone, it is what? Who wants to tell me what it is this week?
$30.
Exactly. $30 off as long as the initial order is 150 points or more and on auto ship. Well, that's the equivalent of the membership fee. I mean, it's just perfect. And if someone has a pack that includes the membership fee, like a premium or a value pack, which are such great ways to start, then they're going to save that off their shipping instead, or off towards product, or whatever. I love this. And, you know, if you happen to, you know, have a thing with the free membership and then you add the $30 off, think about it. You're saving $59 in total. And if you're not shouting that from the rooftops to people and to people in your team and letting them know as well, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to help people get started now when they're really thinking about making changes to their health. Last night, we did a presentation, an Experience Isagenics event here in Peterborough at the Lumex building out by the Peterborough Airport. It was the first time we'd been there. It was a beautiful facility. And, you know, it's just such a blast. We had our corporate representative, our new girl from Alexis Gibbard, she came and she brought Isagenics gifts with her to give out to guests. We had product giveaways and stuff. And the energy was wonderful. And I want to share a couple of things that were kind of special about that night. Not just the fact that we had her there and she's a delight to work with and getting to know her, and she's going to be moving. She's representing the Isagenics corporate sales for Eastern Canada under Jory Russell. And so one of the things that we had in the testimonials, we had one gentleman get up who went consultant last week after enjoying the product for years. And he'd shared with one person in the past. I mentioned this on the call yesterday morning, but I wanted to just say it again for any who might not have been on yesterday. This wonderful guy, he's just a happy customer, really, okay? He's just been a faithful product user, but he's been collecting all the volume, what I would like to describe simply as loyalty points, okay? Because many people are not interested in compensation, but they love the idea of being rewarded for their loyalty. And all those points from his auto shipments and from the people below him in the organization have accumulated. And last week when he enrolled one more person, he had 22 commission cycles pour out. He earned the consultant bonus. He earned product introductory bonus. Bottom line, he got $1,300. Where else can you do that for being a happy customer? And then eventually sharing with two friends. Who's excited about that? Isn't that a cool story?
Yes, and it is.
Yeah. And something, you know, I do a lot of training with Rod Hairston. You've heard us talk about how important the Healthy Mind and Body program is, and there's just nothing like it. It absolutely, if you take it seriously, you do it for the 60 days, you will definitely experience a personal shift in one or more areas of your life. And after having done the Healthy Mind and Body program, I went on to do Rod's intense leadership retreat with Susan Sly, followed by the integrative coaching program, followed by the four colors of influence. And that is so powerful that I'm actually repeating it right now. And one of the things that kind of tied in, I want to tie it in with, you know, presenting last night and then how that applies to you when you're talking to people, regardless of where you meet them, is like we are influencers. And the most important thing you can do, because we're not salespeople, we influence people to interrupt the patterns that don't serve them, the behavior that's getting in their way, to reach out and adopt new styles, new solutions that can move them forward towards their highest good. And the most important thing you can do is to be congruent to the needs in others and give them the product or service solution for their need. We create emotional alignment with the language that others speak, and this allows others to hear you and understand and then make a logical decision. You know, in today's world, few people actually grow and expand. And there's a number of reasons for that. But and you know, Michelle talked about overwhelm yesterday so beautifully. And I mentioned it last week. One of the number one reasons why people seek out an appointment with a doctor these days is because of stress and stress-related health issues. And part of that is because there's so darn much information in the world. Okay, people can't make decisions because they're flooded with choices and overwhelmed by the enormity of trying to figure it out when they already have busy lives. It's not that they don't think it's a good idea, but they just feel stressed at the thought of trying to figure it out even. To make a decision is hard for them. When you introduce Isagenix to people, you're making them evaluate everything that they're doing. You're making them think, and they don't like that. And the worst thing that we can do, in a way, is to become a disruptor. Right? And we don't want to jar them into looking at this. Instead, we have to match the emotions that they want to feel. And that will help them to evaluate the decisions that they make. Emotions guard the door. Emotions are the gatekeeper. Last night, what I did, because, you know, I've been presenting now for a number of years, and I keep looking at, well, how can I improve? And I realize that, I mean, I know an awful lot about the products, about our services, about the compensation plan, many things that I know. And in the past, because I have all this information inside me, and I thought, well, if only they knew, they would do it. Of course they would do it. They don't know what I know. And yes, that's true. But the mistake I used to make was thinking that I had to, if I could just shove all that information down their throats, if I could just get it into them, then they'd be informed and they would make a decision and it would be the right one for them, and then I would feel that I had done my job. Instead, thanks to Rod Hairston and all the courses I've been taking with him, I've come to the realization that, I've talked about Simon Sinek before, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. They don't care what you do, they care why you do it. Well, what I did last night in the meeting was I focused in on emotion. I focused in on connecting, on relating to the people in the room. I turned it into an interactive family moment. My daughter was there with us. My granddaughter was there. Jeff was there. We happened to be in the little video. I wanted to talk to people and find out what they were there. I wanted people to have fun. I wanted them to laugh. I wanted them to feel involved personally. And when I talked about the products, I always connected it with stories as well. And what a difference that made to how I felt as well as how people responded. Then the room lit up. People became open. People engaged. People were putting their hands up, wanting to contribute when someone else was done, instead of just kind of quietly sitting there with their hands folded, tolerating a presentation. It was life-changing for me, watching the impact of focusing on emotions and relating to people and then allowing the information to flow from there that just seemed to be the right thing to say to them about what I do know, letting them see that there's so much more that they can know if they're ready to hear it, but not pushing it down their throats.
Mark, can you give us
help? Yeah, what, Terry?
Could you give an example of what you did? Like one quick example?
Well, one little thing is just, you know, when the video plays, for instance, so today is the day, I humanize things right away. And you could be doing it as well. Like when that little 2-minute video plays, I just say, you know, what I want to emphasize for all of you is this is real. And I said that to the people in the room last night, like, this isn't just a presentation. This is special. You know, I came from an event in Toronto where it was red and white kickoff, R-A-W. And what I want that to really mean is raw. Raw and real. Authentic. People sharing with people. I emphasize the fact Isagenics isn't something we sell. It's an experience we share. And we invite the people who believe what we believe to look at what it is that we've found that benefits us and we feel they deserve to know about. And that video is real people, real results. They flew that film crew to 4 cities to interview 4 families. And by the way, you know, you see, you know, there's my daughter and there's my granddaughter, and they're here tonight. And people turned around and said, oh, wow, she's grown so much. There you go. Okay, do you understand, everyone, what I'm getting at here? Is this landing?
Yep. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we are not salespeople. We have had an experience that has changed our lives. And that is what we are inviting others to take a look at. Now, I'm going to bring that around to something in a second. Before I do, though, I have to mention about something in terms of customer first. Carolyn touched on it on Monday. It's an incredible adjustment that Isagenics is making to going forward. We are constantly evolving. And there is a Zoom meeting tomorrow at 4 p.m. Arizona time. Go into isafyi.com. and look up the information, print off the flyers to deal with customers are always first. And, you know, the features of it, like members can join as a customer first. They can choose to become an associate anytime. It's easier and more mobile friendly and for the enrollment and ordering. And there's no annual fee for those who wish to just try the product. There'll be additional advancement auto options. And there's an enhanced auto ship rewards program. And for people that are just customers, there's new product introduction reward coupons for them to use for themselves. Just some very interesting changes, and I'm not going to pretend I understand everything about it yet, but I want you to do what I'm doing, which is go into ISAYI, get your ears onto that Zoom meeting tomorrow, and let's all learn about this together so we can have further discussions going forward once it's fully implemented. So now I'm going to come back to what I was talking about before, about, you know, the experience and versus selling. And I want to bring on someone who has an interesting situation, and I'll describe a little bit of this first, and I'm going to bring her out. And then we're going to turn this into a teaching point for all of you. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm assuming it is. Okay. So how many of you, and I know all the hands will go up even if I don't hear all the voices, how many of you have experienced it where you're on fire? You absolutely know what you know. You know you want to make a difference in other lives. You are absolutely not selling anything. And you're pushing yourself to get out of your comfort zone to finally start sharing with people maybe that you aren't close to, that there's the levels that we go through. First we talk to the people we know, and then we move on to the people we don't know. That's how it usually works. And we have to accept a lot of rejection. Because you're working with people who are initially, if they don't know you, then it's a cold market, and then it has to become a warm market by your building common ground and rapport. And you have to be willing to go through a lot of no's, and that all sounds very good on paper. It sounds good when someone else says it, but how many of you ever been cut to the quick? You've been hurt to the core because someone, you know, just totally blocked you, diminished you, made you feel like a sleazy salesperson, and you know that's not who you were being, but still, it landed and it hurt like hell. Who's had that happen to them?
I have.
I think everyone has.
You bet.
And yeah, you bet. And you know, and we have to learn how to develop thick shoulders, big shoulders, how to have like almost like, you know, the expression water off a duck. And that's one of the reasons why we get on this call together. So I want to bring Lindsay out. Lindsay's my daughter. And Lindsay shared an experience with me and asked me what to do about it, and I'd like to use that as a teaching point with everyone. So, Lindsay, are you ready to play?
Hi. How are you guys? So, yeah, just in brief, it was the strangest thing, but it caught me off guard, kind of like Maura was describing. So, person I knew from high school, not really well, but, you know, jock guy, we talk every now and then, but really weren't close friends. Anyway, he commented on this post that I had put on. It was a nice comment. It clearly meant a lot to him. So we started talking about what he's doing now, and he's still, I asked him if he was super athletic still, and yeah, he's logging, you know, 10 kilometers a day and working really hard for the government. And so I started just talking to him about, like, well, what are you using to replenish your body? And didn't even mention the word isogenics once, but it just got to a point where, you know, we were just back and forth, and all of a sudden I noticed that he had blocked me, and I was like totally off guard because I've never been blocked by anybody before. And so I'm reading back through it and thinking, like, did I say something? And I'm reading back through it, and I'm just it hurt at first, but I'm realizing that he's going through some pain right now when I reread, you know, our conversation together. And you know, it's important to have big shoulders, I guess. But it hurts at the time.
Okay, thanks, Lindsay. So all of you, I'm going to kind of pick this apart a little bit with Lindsay, because, Lindsay, I know you're not giving away any names, so it's okay for me to point something out. When you go back through his correspondence with you, what was it you told me he does for a living?
He works for the federal government. He's in law enforcement, he said.
Okay, and he also mentioned right up front that he was going through some challenging times in his life as well, right?
Yes, it was clear that he was going through a lot of pain.
Yes, and then thirdly, when you asked him about what he uses when he goes to the gym, he told you he drinks water and he buys shakes from Popeyes.
That's correct.
Just a local, you know, fitness supply store. Okay. So those are three important things I want all of you to register, okay? This is a fellow who initially engaged in conversation. You may all have had that happen for you as well, which is why it hurts when the bomb gets dropped later, okay? So he engaged, he had commented on a post that she made, and then he admitted he was going through some challenging times without giving her all the details. And we also know where he's spending his days. He's a civil servant. He works for the government. We all know what that's like. And he's also in law enforcement and other areas which are very high stress. And thirdly, he's not fortifying his body. He's working out crazy, trying to burn out stress, trying to maybe get to his ideal weight or build muscle. But he's doing absolutely nothing to replenish his body, to lower cortisol and increase human growth hormone, or to recover from all this exercise and stress at work. So when Lindsay, without even mentioning the word isogenics, continued the conversation, as she should, he went into a vortex. He went into some other thing of projecting onto her. He literally shut down because she was disrupting. She was inviting him to reevaluate what he's doing. And that comes back to what I said at the beginning, right? You make people evaluate anything, and you're going to make them think, and they don't like that. And the worst thing we can do is be a disruptor. We have to figure out somehow how to match the emotions the other person wants to feel. And one of my favorite books, and thank you, Lindsay, for sharing that, because I know that, I mean, I've had it happen to me at different times when I least expect it, is all of a sudden someone either blocks me or they ghost me. I don't know if any of you know the expression ghosting. It's where someone will simply stop acknowledging any attempt you make to reach out to them. They will ignore you. They will go dark on you, and you will have no clue what's going on in their lives or specifically why they did it. And because we all are meaning-making machines, in other words, we always try to figure out what it is we might have done, because if you're someone who's, you know, very proactive in your life, then you're always trying to figure out how to take responsibility for the outcome around you, and you sometimes take more responsibility than perhaps you know, perhaps you should. We all do that, right? Because we're trying to figure things out. So we go into that whole little spinning wheel of our own of thinking, well, what did I do wrong? Well, maybe you didn't do anything wrong. One of my favorite books, and I've mentioned it on other calls, and it's short. I would love to know, first of all, quick yes, yes, and yes. Who has read The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz?
I have.
Many times.
Lovely.
What's
yes,
the name of the
yes,
book?
And yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to read something to you because it ties in with this and it ties in with everything you're experiencing. And I love what Carol said at the beginning about, you know, the two-day cleanse. It ties in with all the things we constantly talk about. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others, and use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. The second one is don't take anything personally, anything. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream, and in this case, perhaps his own nightmare. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Thirdly, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. And finally, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So one of the things that I do when I'm disappointed by someone, let's say, when I have an expectation and they don't comply with what they said they would do or whatever, I remind myself of these four agreements all the time, especially not to take it personally, not to assume anything, and because I don't know what's really going on. I only know what they've told me, and they may not have told me what they needed to because they weren't courageous or comfortable or whatever. And so I choose to assume that people are doing their best. And in the case of this fellow that blocked Lindsay, this poor guy is highly stressed. He's going through things in his life. And we all know that, you know, if he's just putting water in his body and supplying his body with really shakes that just don't do it, they're just not going to give him everything he needs, then cognitively, emotionally, chemically, he's also challenged and not able to receive the information right now because cortisol is racing through his body and his adrenals are burning out. So that's what I want you to take away from. Like, think about the people that are going to continue to reject you when you reach out with love, wanting to support them and help them improve their lives. And you've got to back away and find the level where they can feel loved by you and receive you as someone who they can trust. At that point, when they're ready, when you're able to help them see this properly, they will absolutely say yes to you. And their lives will change,
Maura,
and
may
you
I?
Will feel like $1 million. Yeah, go ahead.
So
who was it?
Full disclosure,
okay.
At first I felt, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello? Okay. Just very quickly, at first I was kind of feeling bad for myself. And now I'm, like, really just feeling for him. He's clearly going through some stuff. And, you know, our paths will cross, and he'll see that I'm coming from a good place at some point. So in the meantime, I really feel for him, and I hope that things go better.
Yeah. Lindsay, what I had suggested to you that you may or may not be able to do because he blocked, but in many cases, I think you'll all agree, people just stop responding. And what to know is what I just described, but then what to do is to maybe send them one note saying, you haven't responded, So I'm guessing that maybe you're going through so much in your life right now that this just isn't the right time. I'll be thinking of you, and I will follow up with you in a few months just to see how you're doing. Have a wonderful day. Love, and whatever your last name is, or so whatever your first name is. Can everybody do that? Can you use that so that you respond with love when someone ghosts you or does something else that's inappropriate? Can you imagine how powerful that will be for you? Because you will have taken the higher ground, and then you will absolutely not touch them for a period of time. And then it will be a quick, light touch when you do.
And Maura, any important thing at that time is not to try and apologize, just express the love.
Yeah. If you ever have a chance to in a conversation and someone's being antagonistic, then you might remember this. I'm sorry you feel that way. Clearly this is the wrong time for this conversation. And let's just touch base in a few months. I'll be thinking of you, and I hope things improve. I'll touch base to see how you're doing then.
Maura, I have a question.
Who's this?
Barbie.
Barbie, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, so I met a gentleman, and he gave me his phone number because he was very interested in wanting to know what I could help him with. We had a conversation. What he was going to do is he was going to do his finances because he knows it's a lifestyle change and how to flip things over because he's not going to be going to McDonald's anymore. He'll be taking that money and spending it into a program. We did not even go through any websites. I did not mention Isagenics. And so we were to follow up with his finances, and then I was going to go through the websites and stuff and get him started. He has not returned my call since. I call him once a week and just ask him how he's doing, just, you know, letting him know I'm here and whenever he would like to talk. Should I cut that off? It's been about 3-4 weeks, or should I continue to call him once a week and just give him,
I would not call him once a week at this point.
Okay.
And if anything, what I would do is just send a note that ties in with what we just discussed today.
Okay.
Picturing for yourself that this gentleman is so overwhelmed that he hasn't done what he said he would do. He's out of integrity. He hasn't honored his word, and no judgment attached. Okay. Let's assume he's doing
none.
His best, but yeah. So just send him a note saying that's what you're thinking is probably going on for him, and that you hope things are improving, and that either way. You'll follow up with him in a month just to see how he's doing. Expect a response from that. Just send that off. Okay.
Sure. Thank you.
Lovely. Any other last quick ones?
More.
I heard
great call today. But I just offer. I got a confirmation from Kevin during the call. Arizona is still 2 hours behind Toronto or Eastern time zone. So the call in the East is going to be at 6:00 tomorrow night.
I think next week
they drop
that.
The 3 hours behind us because we go to daylight saving.
I needed that reminder. Thank you.
I had it in my phone at 3 hours, so at 7:00, but it's actually 6:00 in the East.
Oh, much appreciated, Ken. And we heard one other person jumping out.
Hi, Maura Cherry. May I trouble you to spell Don's last name, the author of the book?
Yeah,
please.
Sure. So it's there's three names, Don, and then Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, and the last name is Ruiz, R-U-I-Z in Canada, Z in the States.
R-U-I-Z?
R-U-I-Z, yep.
Gotcha, thank you.
Awesome. So tomorrow morning we have Steve Bentley. Oh, I just love his training, too, because he's so knowledgeable about the products, and he's just a kick-ass triathlete. And he's in better shape. Than, I just love it. Over the years, we watch everybody who's already an incredible, has an amazing body. We watch all these bodies keep getting better. It's beautiful. So, everyone, you go out and you have an absolutely fabulous day. I love you, and we that's what we are. We are Isagenics, and Isagenics is love. I mean, if you could just kind of picture the word love embedded underneath it with the word Isagenics over top, that is who we are. Have a phenomenal day. I look forward to hearing you all on the call tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.